بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم على أكرم الخلق سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله عز وجل في محكم تنزيله وعز من قائل: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها. وقال نبينا الحبيب العظم صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث طويل يبين علامات القيامة قائلا في آخر ذلك الحديث: فانتظروا عند ذلك ريحا حمراء وزلزلة وخصفا ومسخا، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama ikram, huffaz of the Quran Karim, elders and friends in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As I said, salawat and durood upon Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All praises be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salawat and salam upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for all times to come. We thank and praise Allah Azza wa Jal for the great ni'mah and favor of Iman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us, manifested in the perfect and pure teachings of Islam. Last week's incidents on Friday in Japan, where an earthquake of the magnitude 9.5 had struck, and subsequent to that, the massive tsunami that had gone 15 kilometers inland in some places, with waves as high as 10 meters, traveling the speed of 700 kilometers per hour, equivalent to the speed of a jumbo jet. The trail of destruction that they have left in their wake, most recently, the damage that has been caused to the nuclear reactor plants in Fukushima. How do we as Muslims understand, firstly, and thereafter approach this situation? The apparent cause of an earthquake is given as follows: that there is a release of energy in the earth's crust, and the release of this energy then causes seismic waves within the earth. This causes the earth to move on its plates, manifests itself on the surface at the point known as the epicenter, and within the crust it is known as the hypocenter. Shaking, it manifests itself in severe shaking and the displacement of the earth on the surface. An earthquake that strikes deeper down in the ground has less effects, therefore, on the surface. A very shallow focus earthquake that is approximately just 70 kilometers beyond the surface generally is the most destructive. The midterm focus 70 to 300 kilometers below the surface of a medium range, and those which are 300 to 700 kilometers below the earth's surface generally do not strike such harm. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has foretold the abundance and the multitudes of earthquakes to be one of the pointers and the signs of Qiyamah, saying in a hadith, إِذَا كَثَرُتِ الزَّلَازِلِ, when earthquakes will become abundant, know that this is a sure sign of the proximity of the Day of Judgment. Specialists in this field mentioned that on average in a year there are 100,000 earthquakes or tremors that are felt, sometimes in a massive way as last week and sometimes in a very minor way, bears testimony to the prophecy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this regard. Now when an earthquake strikes, one is the immediate effect, the shaking and the displacement of the ground, the caving in of the ground. But on many instances it is followed by other major disasters. For example, one of the major outcomes of an earthquake because of the displacement of earth are landslides. And many a times those who are involved in the rescue efforts post the earthquake are affected by such landslides. And then there is the thinning of the soil known as liquefaction. In the instance of an earthquake that had taken place in Alaska, the soil had actually become liquid, which caused the buildings to cave into the ground and thereafter to crumble and collapse upon its foundations. Just yesterday while listening over a radio, a South African resident in Japan, in describing in one word the harrowing experience at the time of the earthquake, and he was more than 200 kilometers away, his words were that the earth had become like jelly. And then one of the major effects of an earthquake are major tidal motions and the tsunamis. The amassment of water at a certain point in the ocean and thereafter it moves, as already previously said, with the speed between 700 to 900 kilometers an hour, going towards land and wreaking havoc in its tail. Sometimes a tsunami can affect thousands of kilometers away, right on the other side of an ocean. In this instance, New Zealand, which is tens of thousands of kilometers away from where the earthquake had struck, registered within a space of only 12 hours waves of more than 1 meter high. There is also a cause of volcanic activity because of earthquakes. Historically, as far as the most severe earthquakes in the Shanxi province in China, 20th January 1555, an earthquake had struck that caused the death of more than 830,000 inhabitants. In the last century, 1976, again in China, an earthquake that had caused the death of approximately 655, almost more than half a million people. These are some of the statistics, the apparent causes of earthquakes. We understand it as our respected mother, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, about whom our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said that after me, if you seek a conclusive opinion regarding any form of knowledge, then resort to the knowledge of Aisha, the beloved wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that personality who has the great honor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam passing away while in her lap. She had softened the miswak for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam on requesting, on his request for a miswak in his dying, in his passing on moments, with her own saliva, and thereafter gave it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who utilized the miswak vigorously. Amongst the last and the greatest sunnahs that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has left for this ummah, in which there are immense and great benefits, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha was once asked the question that tell us the reality of earthquakes. What are the causes of earthquakes? Subhanallah, look at the depth of her wisdom and her knowledge. And this is an account of being in the sohbah, in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam for those years. She says that when shamelessness becomes so rife in a nation, that it leads to open adultery and fornication, number one. Secondly, when wine and intoxicants become so rampant and apparent that it is considered the norm to participate in them. Subhanallah, in the last week an incident had been mentioned to us. A youngster who was at university, Muslim youngster, one of his Muslim friends approached him and said to him, "Why didn't you come and drink some wine with us?" He says, "Are you crazy? How can a Muslim do such a thing?" He responded to say, the one trying to encourage him, that come along, it is only fun for a few minutes, no problem, nobody can see you here. He says, "May Allah is watching me." And then this youngster makes mention of the fact how common this act has become amongst Muslim youth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha says, a second sign is that when the drinking of wine becomes rampant and apparent on the surface of the earth, when these two things take place, shamelessness and open adultery, and the rampant drinking of wine, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's anger becomes manifest, and Allah commands the earth to shake and overthrow its inhabitants. Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahimahullah ta'ala, the great Khalifa, Umar al-Thani, who had resembled Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu very much in his leadership qualities, in his austerity and abstinence from this worldly pleasures. It is mentioned that on one occasion he had the following proclamation written and put up on the doors of the capital city, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sending salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and thereafter going straight to the point and saying that, remember that earthquakes are a clear sign of Allah's divine wrath. In essence, they are manifestation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's anger. And then encouraged the population, the Amirul Mu'mineen encouraging the population, and he had forsaken all love and attachment to this world and apparent pleasures, wealth, etc. He then said that I abhor my entire population on a specific date and time to go out, to repent sincerely from the sins, to give some sadaqah, and then turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, repentant and change and rectify your lives. He says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى. Successful indeed is a person who purifies his inner self of the effects of sins and spiritual maladies, and thereafter establishes salah. And then he says, go out and beseech Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the words of the various anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, starting with our forefather Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. O my people, go out and say, Rabbana zalamna anfusana. O Allah, we have oppressed ourselves by sinning. Wa in lam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. And O Allah, if you do not forgive us and enshroud us in your mercy, then definitely we are of those who are the greatest losers. He says, then further, beseech Allah Ta'ala in the words of Nuh alayhi salam, وَإِلَّا تَغْفِرْ لِي وَتَرْحَمْنِي يَكُمْ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. O Allah, if you do not forgive me and do not shower your mercy upon me, once again I will be of the greatest losers. And then he says, implore Allah in those golden words that Yunus alayhi salam had done so, from the depths of the ocean in the belly of the great fish, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. O Allah, there is none worthy of worship except you. You are pure, all glory belongs to you, and verily I am of the wrongdoers. Such beloved words to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that any person in any calamity, in any affliction, recites these words in abundance, إِلَّا كُشِفَ لَهُ. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will most definitely open up a way for him from all his worries and difficulties. One of my asatida explains it so beautifully. You know, people ask, how do we approach this situation? A beautiful example he gives, he says that let us take for example, there is a door that needs to be opened, it is locked. Two important criterion, that the correct key be placed into the keyhole, and secondly, once it is placed in, to turn it in the correct manner in the right direction. If a wrong key is put into the keyhole, it might just as well even damage the entire keyhole. If the right key is placed inside, too much force is applied, it is turned too lightly, or it is turned in the opposite direction, then too the door will not open. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through this great and pure deen of Islam, with all its branches, and Islam in its pure and complete form, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us in this deen that which is the key to all treasures, happiness and contentment in this world as well as in the akhirah. So if we, just as we apply the right key and turn it in the right manner, we bring alive deen in its entirety and totality in the correct manner as taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam into our lives, and apply it correctly as taught by our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then this is the key to all treasures of joy, happiness, contentment, and success in this world as well as in the akhirah. A beautiful example in this regard You know, there are many a times a common line of complaint, I don't know what is wrong in my life, I don't know where am I going wrong, there is no happiness, there is no contentment, financial problems, problems with my children, a very common statement, a very common complaint. And then we, in our naivety, would adopt plans sometimes that contradict the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we will put certain measures in place to protect us from calamities when they come about. However, no sooner do we apply that scheme, the very next morning we realize that it is a failure, and instead it has brought more and more problems into our lives. What a brilliant example in the incident of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam and his son who was a disbeliever at the time when water had engulfed the entire region. The skies had opened up, water was gushing forth from the earth. Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, in his 950 years of effort with approximately 83 believers on the ark, he is beseeching his son Kan'an. He had four sons, three were believers, and inside the ark, one of them, Kan'an, because of the wrong company and companionship, was a disbeliever. Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam is imploring his son, and this discussion is mentioned by Allah Ta'ala in the Quran, imploring his son, oh my beloved son, accept faith and iman and get onto the ship with us. La asim al-yawma min amri Allahi illa man rahim. Oh my beloved son, there is only the divine recipe of success today. Nobody will be granted salvation except the one whom Allah has mercy on, and that is those who believe and get onto the ark with me. His son, on the other hand, set his gaze on apparent and outer means and said, Sa'awi ila jabali ya'asimuni min al-ma. Oh my father, appreciated you have worry and concern for me, but do not worry. I will take refuge on a high mountain, and this will protect me from the deluge, from the floods. What was his son doing here? His son was contrasting the power of the mountain against the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sa'awi ila jabali ya'asimuni min al-ma. He again implored him, oh my son, get on, only those whom Allah save will be protected today. And eventually, وَحَالَ بَيْنَهُمَ الْمَوْجِ فَكَانَ مِنَ الْمُغْرَقِينَ. A wave came between them and he was amongst those who were destroyed, who were annihilated, who were drowned in the deluge. So success, the recipe of success is in the divinely revealed, most compassionate way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now as far as the destruction that had been left in the wake of the earthquake, the tsunami that had followed, we had looked at these in detail at the outset. You know, some of the statistics, some of the incidents really perplexes the mind. Boats and cars lodged on the third floor of buildings, ocean fish found more than a kilometer away from the ocean, pandemonium that reminds one of the scenes of the Day of Judgment. A mother and her daughter who had taken refuge in their home, when the waves of water came towards their home, they ran into the backyard. The mother survived by clinging onto a tree. Her daughter was washed away and no trace of her is left behind. Most important for us, as far as those who had been affected by this earthquake and the subsequent tsunami, three points to remember. Those who had been affected or affected by it, if one happens to be an obedient servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a believer obedient to the commands of Allah ta'ala, and one happens to perish in this way, then it is a form of shahada, it is Allah's unseen rahmah, for Allah has taken him with iman away from the difficulties of this world to enjoy the fruits of the hereafter. If anyone has been destroyed or perished in this manner who was a disbeliever or a disobedient servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then as we learn from the saying of Sayyidina Aisha as well as Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahimahullah ta'ala wa radiyallahu anha, that this is nothing but the azab and the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as far as those who have not been affected and those who have survived, for people like myself firstly and all of us, فجعلناها نكالا لما بين يديها وما خلفها وموعظة للمتقين. It is nothing but an ibrah. It is an opportunity for us to take a golden lesson into our lives, that all power rests only in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and only that comes to pass which is in the will and the decree and the power, the qudra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and nothing else. And use the opportunity to gain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a beautiful hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِذَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِعَبْدِهِ خَيْرًا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَهُ وَعِظًا مِّن قَلْبِهِ يَأْمُرُهُ وَيَنْهَاهُ. When Allah wishes well with a person, when Allah wishes well with a person, with his servants, how does he manifest it? Allah gives him a heart that takes heed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala activates his heart so that in such incidents, this activated heart sends distress signals to the rest of the body. Refrain from sins and turn repentant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that person with whom Allah wishes well, he has a heart that continuously commands him to do good, prohibits him from doing evil, or otherwise translated, he has a heart that activates and thereafter sends distress signals to the entire body. On the very sad occasion when Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala an was martyred, one of those present in the aftermath, Abu Humayd al-Sa'idi, a great muhaddith, he says, and in these words is a great lesson for us, Allahumma inna laka alayya alla af'ala wa alla af'ala wa la adhaka hatta alqaak. Let not such an incident go by without a person bringing some meaningful change into one's life. He says, oh my Allah, from such a harrowing incident, I make a solemn promise at this juncture, oh my Allah, that after this, will I refrain and abstain from various sins, and never will I even laugh at the temptations of this world until the moment I go on to meet you. Now this is a man who was of high status before this incident, but he has been blessed with qalban wa'idha, a heart that heeds to advice with every incident that comes before a person. Our beloved Sayyidina Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a lengthy hadith, has mentioned some of the greater or some of the signs prior to the coming of Qiyamah. I will very briefly run through this hadith twice. Let us listen very attentively, for this is very pertinent to the incidents that we have witnessed last week. إِذَا اتُّخِذَ الْفَيُّ دُوَلًا وَالْأَمَانَةُ مَغْنَمًا وَالزَّكَاةُ مَغْرَمًا. It says, when a time will come prophesizing that public property as well as an amana would be usurped and abused by individuals. That which is for the public benefit will be eaten up in corruption by certain individuals. When zakah will be considered a tax as opposed to it being a means of purification and cleansing of our wealth. وَتُعُلِّمَ لِغَيْرِ الدِّينِ. When people will learn the knowledge of deen, but not for the sake of deen, for name and fame and show and acquisition of wealth and trying to prove points. وَأَطَاعَ الرَّجُلُ إِمْرَأَتَهُ وَعَقَّ أُمَّهُ. A person will be totally subservient and obedient to his wife and totally disobedient and negligent towards his mother. وَأَدْنَى صَدِيقَهُ وَأَقْصَى أَبَاهُ. His friend will be the ones with whom he has affinity with, and his father will be treated like a stranger. ظَهَرَتِ الْأَصْوَاتُ فِي الْمَسَاجِدِ. When voices will be raised in the masajid. وَسَادَ الْقَبِيلَةَ فَاسِقُهُمْ. When a tribe will be led by an open sinner. وَكَانَ زَعِيمُ الْقَوْمِ أَرْضَلَهُمْ. And the responsible members of a community will be those of low character and low morals. وَأُكْرِمَ الرَّجُلُ مَخَافَةَ شَرِّهِ. A person will be honored merely out of fear of the evil that may emanate from him. وَظَهَرَتِ الْقَيْنَاتُ وَالْمَعَازِفِ. Singing and dancing will become rampant and rife in every corner that a person turns towards. وَشُرِبَتِ الْخُمُورِ. Wine and intoxicants will be taken openly. وَلَعَنَتْ آخِرُ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ أَوَّلَهَا. The latter part of this ummah, the later generations would criticize and find fault with the first generations, Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in, the beloved companions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon whom this knowledge of deen has rested, will be cursed. when the tabi'in and the a'imma of the various fiqh will be cursed and evil statements will be made about the former part of the ummah. When that happens, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, when you find the signs, then await, very soon you will see storms of red sand blowing profusely, many, many earthquakes, transfiguration of human beings into apes and swines, the earth caving in and swallowing people into its belly, and rains of stones that would be showered upon nations, and thereafter the signs of Qiyamah, very close to Qiyamah, would come in such frequency, like a tasbih is broken and the beads fall off in frequency. This would bring upon this world Qiyamah. Once again, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when these signs are found, when public wealth and that which is an amanah will be usurped by individuals, when zakah will be considered a burden and a tax, when the knowledge of deen would be acquired other than for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala and the upliftment and spreading of deen, when a person would obey his wife and be disobedient to his mother, would befriend and have affinity with his friends and the father would be treated like a stranger, voices will be raised in the masajid, nations will be led by open sinners, the responsible members of a community would be those of low morals and character, a person would be honored because only of fear of shar, of evil that may emanate from him, singing, dancing and music will become rampant, wine will be drunk openly, the later part of the ummah would criticize, curse and find fault with the former part of the ummah. When that happens, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, then await the coming of fast blowing red winds, many, many earthquakes, transfiguration of human beings into apes and swines, the earth caving in and swallowing people into its belly, rains and showers of stones instead of water upon nations. And when this happens, the other signs of Qiyamah would come very, very quickly, like a tasbih that is broken. So we take this opportunity of having qalban wa'idhan, a heart that heeds and takes advice, turn repentant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look into our lives where there are sins, shortcomings, eradicate those for the pleasure of Allah. Where there is a deficiency in acts of obedience, we try and implement those into our lives. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. A very important announcement, inshallah, is that tonight, in light of the scourge of drugs that are ravaging many of the Muslim homes and communities, a special program has been arranged with a specialist in the field, Brother Hafiz Rafiq Mayat from the Drug Rehab Center in Makhalisburg, will be addressing the community. Inshallah, there is a special program for our mothers and sisters at 3:30 this afternoon in the basement of the madrasa building adjacent to the masjid. And thereafter, for the males, fathers and sons, all are implored to try and participate in this program, inshallah. There will be a program and address after the Isha Salat tonight, inshallah. After the Isha Salat tonight, a special program in this regard. Let us all try and participate and pass the word around to as many people as possible, inshallah.